My Mac Podcast 1006. Much Ado About Nothing.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. Isn't anticipation wonderful? You get yourself all revved up for some new thing or place to go, and once you're there, it's a bit of a letdown. Well, that's kind of how I feel about the non-event event that Apple had on February 19th when they released the iPhone 16e. And I sat there thinking, and? But alas, there was no and. Gaz, how are you doing? How are you doing today?
And I'm doing fantastic, actually, Guy. Fantastic. Very good. Usual stuff. So, ducking and diving. I don't have much new Apple anything, because I think you might have. I think you just might have.
Maybe.
And it's setting it up, but I don't have a new Apple anything. Though I was earlier looking at an Apple TV, due to a fact that my daughter's Apple TV is old, and it can't have apps on it, and it's problematic. And it took me forever. I had to link my Bluetooth for those on YouTube, my Bluetooth keyboard, to get the right connection for the Apple TV. It just took forever. The remotes weren't working. Anyway, I finally got it up and found out that it wasn't an app, Apple TV. So that's basically
Your Apple TV is so old, it doesn't even have a lightning connector. It has the 30-pin connector.
It was a bit newer than that. Yes,
I don't think they even made an Apple remote with a 30-pin. But
I did have the original Apple TV, though. The original one, the big one, which is the size of the Mac Mini.
Yep.
Sorry, the old Mac Mini.
Yeah, not the.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's not the old Mac Mini, because I did have the. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent.
What?
Well, it's not needed, because apparently she has got one at home. She just got to bring it in. So that anyway, but that made me think: should I continue to buy American products, Guy?
Why not?
Should I? Well, who knows? I buy manufactured goods from China, and we don't see them exactly as an ally, but can Europe deem the US as an ally in the future? And will that change how we should be looking at buying American products?
Well, for the moment,
the only reason not to buy American is to show your contempt with the tariff strategy. But other than that, I think we can still rely on America. I just hope it all ends up. And that's not really where the title came in for.
No.
But I think it hopes it ends up Much Ado About Nothing.
We can only hope. Yeah.
Anyway,
every single week, it's like, what is this new fresh hell that I have to worry about?
Anyway, what have you been doing with your M4 Mac Pro? Because I know that you've been...
What have I been doing with it?
Productively?
Absolutely. Nothing.
Yes. Well, don't say that too loudly.
Yeah. Sorry. when I got the original M1 Mac Mini, all I did was connect it up to my 2017 Intel iMac and just copied everything over to it. So this time around, for better or for worse, because believe me, if I'd gone the other route, it would have all been done and I would have been on the M4 right now. But I am not, because I'm starting from scratch with it. And sometimes I forget how hard it is to set up a brand new fresh Mac with all of the apps that you depend on to use all the time.
You forget just how easy that, what do they call it? Not the transition, when you migrate from one Mac to a new Mac. That is not always the best thing to do, but boy, It does make life easy, doesn't it?
It really does make life easy. So, yeah, I'm kind of starting fresh this time without all the cruft.
I'll tell you what the migration process also does. It's so easy. I think it also brings over any spyware stuff that you've got on your
exactly. Yay. Yay for spyware.
Yeah, it brings it all over, you know, just as it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Still on the Lewitt 440 Pure, as you can see right here, it is beautiful. It is gorgeous. No new microphones in quite some time.
No.
No new interfaces in quite some, actually no new audio products. What is wrong with me? I'll see, like, I have many tabs open in both Safari and Chrome.
I bet some of them have definitely got audio equipment on those pages.
Some of them are gone. However, every single time I like just brush over like Amazon or Guitar World or there's another one that I've been using quite a bit lately. Well, not lately, but they send me candy. Sweetwater, and no. None of those people are sponsoring this show. But Sweetwater does something cool in that they send you candy when you order something.
Nice.
Because, you know, Sweetwater. but every single time my like cursor goes over one of those tabs, it's like, ooh, click audio stuff. And then I do a quick look and it's like, no. The power of limited funds compels you. I don't do it. He says, after buying a high-end M4 Pro Mac Mini.
But that's precisely why you've got limited funds.
It kind of is. I bought it. Well, we may as well go into it since we've already started talking about it. I bought it on like the 12-month Apple Card payment plan.
Okay. Is that interest-free, right? Yep.
But because of certain things that are going on right now, it was like, you know what? I think I want to pay this off as quickly as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So over the course of the month, while I waited for the thing to show up, I made a $1,000 payment, then I made another $1,000 payment. And so I've got, I think, $600 left to pay for it. Because this was a high-end. This was like the high-end M4 Pro, 48 gigs of RAM, 2 terabytes of internal storage. And what kills me is last week I was going through the refurb store. They had an M4 Pro Mac Mini, 24 gigs of RAM, 2 terabyte hard drive.
Yeah.
For $800 less than what I paid.
Nice. Someone snapped up a bargain there, I bet.
Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, you Apple. Oh, you just drive me insane sometimes. So, however, yeah, but for $800, I have twice the RAM. Yeah. Excellent. So I'm Excellent. Very pleased about that.
I can tell.
Why don't we go over and talk a little bit about some of the recent stuff there at mymac.com?
It's like a whole new section.
It is. First off, Geeks Pub, Face Off 1980s Movies Round 2. Now, Tim and Dave talk about how the 80s were like, you know, their first decade, you know, being teenagers and stuff. Well, I was in my 20s in the 80s. And as they started talking about these movies, some of them I'd completely forgotten about, but I'd seen them all. And it was like, oh, yeah, I really like that one. I really like that one, too. And I started going, let me look on all the streaming apps that I used to have to see where they were coming in from. Why don't you grab the next one?
Essential Apple Podcast 303, Zombies. Not heard it, can't really tell you much about it, but go over, download it, and take a listen.
Yeah, well, you can tell. You remember how much I used to be into zombies?
I was hoping you'd just move on.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And you get ready, because the next one is an article. Actually, it's an opinion piece, A Cheap Monitor for Pac-Man by Tim Robertson. Tim needs to replace the monitor on his Pac-Man-based cabinet, and he takes you all through the adventures that he had doing that.
The next one is Apple's Image Playground Isn't All Bad, and this is an article by Donnie Yankolo. Donnie experiments with Apple's Image Playground, and while the results could sometimes be unexpected, like an anamorphic ball of yarn, it got the job done for what he wanted. Go over and take a view, a read, a look, or whatever.
Next up was Owen Rubin and the development of Apple's Vision Pro. This was a video conversation between Owen and John Nemo.
This is Nam Jimo. What's the message?
I missed all of these. I have really, really missed these. Apple calls Owen back to work on a secret project.
The next item, and I'm sure Guy's ready,
is
Gig Sky, a review by Elisa Pacelli. I still got it wrong. If you've ever taken a cruise, you know the price of a ship. I didn't do that on purpose, Lisa.
I said ship several times.
You know the price of ship Wi-Fi is quite expensive. That's why they call it shh. My husband and I are avid cruisers, but never bought the ship Wi-Fi before our last cruise a few weeks ago. I wanted to know if other alternatives were available. She found Gig Sky. Go over, take a read, find out more, especially if you are the cruising type on ships.
Ships.
You don't have to spell it out.
I kind of do, because that just adds to funny. Last one is TechFan 520 dropping Dropbox. Tim and David talk about dropping Dropbox due to customer service and bad software. Updates at the MyMac website, arcade monitor problems, hunting for a hard drive, and shocker, HP makes a stupid decision. Go on over to the MyMac.com website and read all of those articles and stuff. There was other stuff there, too.
Cool. Right. Should we jump into Gazzy Snippets?
We should.
Seamless.
Just like we haven't been doing this for a long time.
Apple Maps might start showing ads. I like the might in that particular title. Because if they do, I'm not sure how happy I will be with that.
I know I'll be looking for something other than maps.
China deliberately hampering iPhone production in India in three ways, says a report. We'll see.
Probably just parts going back and forth.
Yes.
They just slow that down.
Mburst delivers Apple Pay to customers in the UK. Mburst on Tuesday of last week delivers Apple Pay to UK customers. Cardholders who live in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland can now add Mburst cards to their Apple wallet and make purchases in person or online wherever Tap or Apple Wallet is accepted. Now, Mburst card, I thought, oh, that's good. And then I thought, scratching head. What's an Mburst card? Never heard of them. But apparently an Mburst card is a corporate card that comes with built-in control. So there you go. Apple considering ads on Apple Maps. Already mentioned that story. Didn't delete that one. Should have done. Analysts expect India to supply 25% of Apple iPhones by 2027. So a callback to China deliberately hampering iPhone production. Could be linked. Don't know. Apple to face public hearing in Brazil next week, or that's this coming week, probably when you're listening to this program. Over the App Store rules, the Brazilian antitrust regulator has been investigating Apple for imposing anti-competitive terms and conditions on the App Store, although the company was given more time to make its case after a judge overturned the injunction against Apple Store last year. Apple will now have to face a public hearing in Brazil on the case.
Give us some money. Sorry, pardon me.
Apple removes apps with missing trader contact information from the EU App Store. Apple last year announced an important change coming to the App Store in the EU that would force developers to share their contact information with customers in some cases. Now that deadline has arrived and Apple is removing apps from developers who haven't shared their trader contact information from the EU App Store.
Not a big surprise if they tell you a year ago that that's what they were going to do.
It's quite a long pre-warning.
Yeah. So here's your warning.
Trump's 10% tariff hits US laptop prices, but Apple are absorbing the cost for now. We shall see what happens on that. I've got another item on that coming up. Apple says a UK regulator's remedy option on mobile browsers will hit innovation. Apple has told Britain's competition regulator that some of the remedy options proposed by the watchdog to address the concerns in the mobile browser market could impact the iPhone maker's incentive to innovate. Absolutely. I nearly swore, but I didn't. Apple reveals C1, its first in-house 5G iPhone modem, replacing Qualcomm. And I think it's in the latest phone, is it?
The 16E?
Yeah, I think it's in there.
Yeah, that's like the first one to have it.
Yeah, after years of development, Apple has unveiled what it's called C1. Comms 1, I assume that means, really, you know, wouldn't be that much.
Almost sounds like a bad sci-fi movie.
Yeah, Apple's latest silicon replaces Qualcomm modem chips were previously required for 5G connectivity in the iPhone. Apple no longer sells any small phones. Correct. There is another, and when we say small phones, smaller than 6.1 inches. Yeah. Now, there is another item which is coming out a little bit later, and I'll refer back to this story on it. Apple no longer offers any devices in product red.
Really?
Apple's lineup of red products continues to shrink. In fact, there are no longer any devices available in the charity supporting color option. Since 2006, Apple has partnered with the red brand to raise money for the Global Fund, an organization that aims to combat diseases such as HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria in Africa.
I can't remember the last time there was, and you know, all these events are now pre-recorded, but regardless, the last time there was any mention of a product red.
Well, there you go. Apple and Epic Games return to court over the App Store order next week. That's probably this week that you're listening to this again. As I said earlier, next week, two high-ranking Apple executives, along with three other senior employees from the company, are slated to take the stand in a California federal court. This follows a judge's decision to reconvene a hearing addressing allegations that Apple, the iPhone manufacturer, has breached her directive to foster greater competition with its highly profitable App Store ecosystem. Yeah. I think the word there should tell everybody.
Yeah, is Epic also opening up their store for other people to make money?
Apple's ecosystem.
Friggin' weenie. Weenie.
Apple says Severance is now more popular than Ted Lasso. Apple has revealed that Severance has become its most watched Apple TV Plus series ever, surpassing previous record holder Ted Lasso in unique viewers. And really, is this such a big surprise? Because Apple should surely be making new people coming on to the buying the Apple TV and subscribing to Apple TV Plus. So, of course, it's going to get new numbers and higher numbers.
What's funny is the numbers were actually doubled because people whose memories were erased were watching it on both at work and home.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I get you. I get you. I only watched one Severance.
I never got through the first season. It wasn't one of those shows that really grabbed me, but you know, to each their own.
Apple currently only able to detect Pegasus spyware in half of infected phones. NSO's Pegasus spyware is one of the most frightening privacy threats an iPhone owner can face. Without you taking any action at all, it's able to completely take over your phone, accessing almost all of the personal data stored on it, and some versions have been able to activate cameras and microphones. Pegasus exploits zero-day vulnerabilities, security holes Apple doesn't yet know about, but the iPhone maker has another way to fight back. I'm not going to go into that anymore.
No,
further.
But it's just still- like all these stories, none of them say, well, here's how what you can do to try to detect if you have Pegasus on your phone. None of them say it, anything about it. It's just like, oh, death, doom, destruction.
iPhone 16e versus iPhone 14. No-brainer upgrade, question mark?
Yeah.
I refer you back to the story I mentioned some time ago. Apple no longer sells any small phones. So I think the iPhone 12 was the last smaller phone, or is the iPhone 14 also a smaller version?
Well, was the 13 like the last mini? I don't remember. But regardless, they're all old now.
Yes, indeed. But actually, my point here was, Apple, I'm going to struggle. You know, we have the process of my phone goes down.
Right.
Next phone goes down. Next. Mrs. Gaz is not going to want the phone that the girls have got that they're going to pass down to her because they're 6.1-inch phones. They're quite happy with them. She is not. So I'm in a bit of a quandary what I'm going to be doing.
Honestly, all you can do
moving forward
at this point is get her a new or relatively new SE3 or SE4, whatever the last version was.
But even those, I mean, the 12 was the real small one, I think.
Yeah, but the SEs are 5.7 inches.
So. Yeah, but even that might be too big. So she'll either have to live with a phone which is getting slower and slower and slower and dying, or she'll have to go up a size.
Yeah.
What lady wouldn't like to go up a size? Apple CEO. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Apple CEO Tim Cook had a great meeting with President Trump amid ongoing tariff issue. We shall see how that comes out. There's a long play on this at the moment. Apple denies rumor that C1 is responsible for MagSafe removal on the iPhone 16e.
Why would it be?
Well.
Okay. I don't know.
Apple has been accused of it, so they've denied it.
Obviously, that means it's not true.
Now,
somehow,
how widespreading and how useful is this? Apple says that the iPhone 16e's new C1 modem is just the start.
Of what?
Yeah, we're going to keep improving that technology each generation so it becomes a platform that will be used truly differentiated.
No, we're going to make this one chip and we're never going to change it. And if you want something better, go suck it. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Can I just point out, in the UK, we've got an awful lot of telecom network providers that actually will supply you with broadband in your house. But it's not by wire, Guy. It's over the network.
Right.
So actually, if they are going to produce something, this could be really important along with that moving forward. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, I mean, we're getting close to the point even now where broadband speeds over cellular connectivity is getting better and better. And it probably won't be too much longer because you remember the cable companies losing their minds because everybody was cutting the cord. And so they had to basically just have internet to, you know, get money for themselves. Well, what's going to happen when that's not necessary anymore? You know, if you had stock
in
all those companies, just like with, God, I'm blanking on
moving
the name
on.
Of
moving on
of the
moving
the
on.
Video
this is Gazzy Snippets. I'm moving on because
good luck.
Good luck. Well, this could take some time. Apple pulls encrypted iCloud iCloud security feature in the UK amid the government backdoor demands. Apple has withdrawn its advanced data protection iCloud feature from the United Kingdom following government demands for backdoor access to encrypted user data. This is according to Bloomberg. I think it is actually happening. I think it's happening.
That the move comes like up horrible.
The move comes after UK officials secretly ordered Apple to provide unrestricted access to encrypted iCloud content worldwide.
Such a secret.
Double cock up here. Double cock up. Firstly, most people don't use the advanced security feature. 99% of people don't use it. One, you have to jump. I think we mentioned this briefly last week. You do have to jump through quite a number of hoops to actually get it up and running and be happy with it. It works brilliantly. And what it does is stop Apple having the keys to the data that you put up into iCloud. So by having that advanced security feature, Apple then can't look at any of your data, even if they have a court order to do so.
Yep.
Currently, I believe, I could be wrong here, but currently I believe that if they have a court order to look at that data, they have to go through the process of giving that data out against the court order, which is practice. By doing this, what they're actually doing is making people fully aware of what they shouldn't be putting on any iCloud data. So they've just closed the back door. Well, it wasn't really a back door, but they're going to get absolutely nothing now. It's just crazy. And I will say it. I think that the UK government that is putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and reliable environment that I've chosen. So that damn government, probably the bureaucrats and the security guys behind them, actually. If you want to play that silly game, I along are sure with plenty of other people will continue nasty, horrible people for putting my jeopardy at risk. This is crazy, this one. Absolutely crazy. Really the problem bad. Is, apparently the UK government was saying they want to see everybody's data. Well, basically, that's spying on the rest of the world. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Well, and Apple has control over everyone else's data except the UK. But, remember, they had to do kind of the same thing with China.
Yeah.
And so Apple's, I'm not saying that's necessarily a good comparison for the UK. It's really not.
No, it's not. It really isn't. An Apple store is on the move in the UK. A new Apple store will be opening on March 1st at the Trafford Centre in Manchester, just outside of Manchester.
Oh, nice.
iPhone 16e continues Apple's transition into the manufacturing in India, kind of referencing that other story I said before. Apple Intelligence comes to Apple Vision Pro in April. That was an announcement directly through Apple, so I thought I'd just bring it in. Apple News Plus gains recipes, restaurant reviews, and more in iOS 18.4.
But not in the Mac.
Apple News Plus.
Okay.
Apple News Plus. So wherever you can get hold of Apple News Plus. Apple is to add proximity pairing setup to the Mac with macOS 15.4. iPhone and iPad users are already very familiar with something called proximity pairing, first introduced in iOS 11. This feature lets users transfer backup and other data from one device to another. Just by placing them close together. It seems now that Apple is finally working on adding that same capability to the Mac. President Trump says he'll impose regulatory tariffs for digital taxes, fines, practices, and policies on Apple and other American tech firms. Watch out, folks. Prices are going up, it seems. Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not American. I don't know.
Part of the reason why I bought an M4 when I did.
That is the end of Gaz's snippets.
Okay. I swear, these are the last four show 1000 bumpers that we have. And I'm just going to go ahead and play them. So here we go.
Where Apple news and nonsense collide, And no one cleans up the mess.
No, they do not.
On the My Mac podcast.
Nobody cleans up.
1,000 episodes. That's not a milestone. It's a cry for help. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Yeah, some people might look at it as a sentence.
Yeah. I think I agree with a cry for help.
Here we go.
Cutting edge tech talk from the guy still trying to find the Any key. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
I still haven't found it. It should be.
Which one is it? I think it's different on the European keyboards.
Or maybe there's like a modifier that you have to put in.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. All right.
He's not helped us there, is he, really?
No, not at all. Here's the last one.
1,000 episodes because nobody told them to stop. But please, please
stop
the G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
We are going to defy that request.
Well, we are.
And we're just going to keep going.
Definitely.
Okay, this should be relatively simple. We're going to talk about the new thing that
the new thing
that Apple released, which of course is the iPhone 16e, as compared to both the iPhone SE and the regular iPhone 16. So, as compared to the SE, it has a larger 6.1-inch OLED display. It has a much better processor with the A18 chip with 8 gigs of RAM. Touch ID is no more. It is dead. That is a dead Touch ID. So everything now is pretty much Face ID unless you've got it on your keyboard for the Mac. It has a 48 megapixel rear camera, which is much better than what was there before. No more lightning port. It's gone to the USB-C port. And wait for it, Apple Intelligence support. Yay. So what it doesn't have as compared to the iPhone 16, the iPhone 16 A18 has one more core. It has 5 cores as compared to the 4 cores in the 16E. It doesn't have the camera control slider that the 16 has, which I'm finding to be very, very helpful, kind of useful. The 16 has a wide angle lens, which the 16E does not. The 16E only has a single camera lens. The iPhone 16 has a slightly better battery life and multiple colors, while the iPhone 16E is only in black and white. However, here's the kicker. iPhone 16E is $599, and the iPhone 16 starts at $799. And, I was looking at some of these prices, and they're still selling the 15 at $699, which doesn't have all of the features that the 16E has. So I don't understand that. And I think I was saying when we were first talking about this that I thought that the 16E or the next version of the SE was going to be priced at $499. That's obviously out the window, and it is now $599, which is still a hell of a phone as compared to the 16. You know, if you don't need the camera control slider and you don't need a bunch of different lenses, and the battery life is only 1 hour shorter, and you don't need a bunch of colors, because let's face it, most people put cases on their phones anyway, then the 16E, as compared to the 16, I think is a pretty good choice. What do you think, Kaz?
If absolutely, and especially if you want to get into some sort of Apple Intelligence, you know, the thing that they keep going on about that it's so wonderful and going to save the world, not then get into it, and it's a good option. It's a bit of a gateway.
It's product, a solid phone.
Yeah. And also, while we were talking about that, I actually had a quick look at the comparison chart. And we were talking about the size earlier for Mrs. Gaz.
Yeah.
The latest phone that I can get is the 13 mini, which is 5.4 inches as opposed to 6.1, which the 14, it basically jumps up to. You can't get a small 14.
Okay, so it was the 13 was the cutoff point for the
13 mini. And they define it as the 13 mini because you got the iPhone 13. I suppose the iPhone SE, third generation, that is something which...
I think that's also 5.4.
Yeah, but I think, I'm not sure, that's 4.7.
That's even smaller.
It's 4.7. But I don't know how newer that is. In fact, looking at it, it's very similar. Its camera is not, it's a single camera right. system, whereas the 13 mini does have a dual camera system, and I think she would prefer that. So,
is it still touch? Or does she care about that?
It's face. So yes, it's still touch. It doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't. Do you mean with the finger?
Yeah.
No, it's the 13 mini isn't the SE is the old SE okay. is.
So she.
And of course, both of these irrelevant. Both of these, I've got to buy them secondhand.
Right.
Or from the used market if they're still relatively new. And there's plenty of places out there you can get them from. So
So she can no longer give the iPhone the finger.
You're being rude.
I don't but I'm think nodding, so.
But oh, I'm no, nodding
hold
head.
On, hold on. Wanted to point out, both of us have 100 points in What Are the Odds? Okay. So you're head nodding. I think you are.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
Okay, so this is, I believe, a Sequoia option only. I think. I'm pretty sure. Now, there are a number of options which you can use when you double-click the title bar in an application. And that application window will then react accordingly. Now, if you go into settings and then you go down in settings to desktop and dock, you will see an option which says double click a Windows title bar to. And then you have various options. You have fill, which then doesn't take over your screen. It basically just fills your screen that you've got open to you at the moment. It doesn't do this, Windows swapping thing. It just fills your screen up. You also have Zoom. I don't find the Zoom quite as useful because it goes through a sequence of changing the window to fit in certain orientations. There is Do Nothing. And the only other option, which you might find this quite useful for, because it's something which I often do, is Minimize. So you can either double click the application title bar to fill or minimize. I think those are the two most useful options if you're going to use any options at all. And the fourth one obviously is Do Nothing, which means you won't really want to double click your title bar. Anyway, that folks, I can see nodding. I can see nodding in the other room. That is the end. Gaz's tips.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Okay, is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's
tips. Now, there's no extra bits there. There's no zip, boing, because I had to play it. And the reason I had to play it was I was kind of just fibbing a little bit because Guy actually wasn't there. So now I'm having to play Phil. Why? Guy comes back and actually puts his headphones on in a very relaxed, slow manner, almost as if he knows that I've got the fill portion and that he doesn't have to do anything else, which he doesn't. And I think any time now, he'll be back. He's back. Too late, Guy. I've already done the end of Gaz's tips.
Oh, and the did you do the song too?
Yes.
Very good. I am so sorry, everyone.
Well, don't apologize to everyone. Apologize for me for crying out loud.
I know. I was so hoping I could just wait sometimes.
Anyway, we are now moving on to the next bit.
We are.
Because we're going to Pixate. I see you've got a great for Pixate, Guy.
It's Blank Verse by Blank Verse Software. And what they do is absolutely nothing.
exactly what mine is as well.
What a great company. Boy, they're just wonderful. If you would like to leave feedback for the show, we'll tell you all the different ways to get a hold of us. But remember, if you've done an iTunes review on the time that I just left the show without any warning, and we've spoken on the show about it, all you need to do is send me an email to get your woo T, which is big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a wooty. And speaking of feedback, we just have the one feedback this week.
Only one?
Just one. And can you guess who it's from?
Is it one of the Marcuses?
No, it's Mr. Cheesed Off.
Hey!
Are you ready? Here we go.
Hello, guys. Mr. Hi. Cheesed Off here. Well. After all your dizzying excitement about Apple's big press release, what did we get? A brand new iPhone SE. Except they dropped the S. They called it the iPhone 16e. That's right, lads. While you were predicting Mac Ultra supercomputers, HomePods with screens, and new MacBook Pros, Apple was busy re-releasing an old iPhone with just enough tweaks to call it new. Honestly, you two had me expecting something exciting. Maybe a HomePod that could actually finally tell the difference between a simple request and a hostage negotiation. Or the Mac Ultra, so powerful it could predict the next bad take before you even make it. But no, we've got another entry-level iPhone. It's like hyping a massive fireworks display and then watching a single sparkler fizzle out. And let's talk about this new, exciting device. A slightly tweaked iPhone 14, now with an OLED screen, a 48-megapixel camera, and, wait for it, USB-C. Wow! Earth-shattering! Someone hold me back before I faint from the sheer innovation. Other Apple's designers broke a sweat rearranging that part's bin. And here's the real kicker. You two spent ages speculating about cutting-edge Mac's revolutionary new hardware, and who knows what else, when the most obvious answer was staring you right in the face. What are the odds? Apple would pull the same refresh and rename trick. They've been doing it for years. Apparently, higher than your chance of getting a prediction right. Honestly, lads, next time, just keep it simple. Apple release something slightly better than last year's model. Charge a bit more for it, and make us all pretend to be excited. There, prediction done. And I do even have to play a dong sound. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
I think... I think that Mr. Cheesed Off is going to like this.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. It was definitely kind of sad. I was not super excited by the iPhone 16e. And I think a big reason why was because that was all there was. There was nothing else that Apple announced other than just and what's going to happen going forward? You know, I mean, here we are back in the center section again. When the next version of the iPhone, when the iPhone 17 comes out, you know, new name, innovation, right there. Are they going to update the 16e to a 17e, or is it just going to stay that way until we get to this time frame in 2026? I don't know. It doesn't, you know. Yeah, it's. I don't know,
folks. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, we would like to know. We really would like to know.
And actually, you can contact us by sending all sorts of messages in all sorts of ways. Can't they, Guy?
They can. They can. Nice touch. We have a new Discord channel. It's Vert Shark, the Vert Shark Discord channel. You can come on over in there and do all the things that you want to do. That's right. The Vert Shark Discord channel is now open for business. And there will be a link in the show notes to get to that directly. Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you and go, wow, Guy, Discord, welcome to 2016, how would they do so?
Ever so easy, send an email to Gaz, G-A-Z, at mymac.com and on lots of social medias by pinging Gazmaz. And if you can't find me as Gazmaz, send an email to Gaz at mymac.com, G-A-Z, at mymac.com. You can also contact both Guy and Gaz on Twitter and Blue Sky, or X and Blue Sky, or TwitX and
Twix,
Blue Sky,
Twix,
as Guy and Gaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Cars.
You can also send feedback to us via an email.
Yeah. What is
which
that
is
email?
Feedback.
Mymac.com.
FWEDBACK at mymac.com.
It doesn't work unless you're saying the letter, because otherwise I just sound like an idiot going, mymac.com.
That's precisely why I let you do it.
Just hang me on my own Picard.
Do we know it was a guy?
We do.
Guy says,
pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
Guy's the one. Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
Do they?
His name was Guy.
Your guy. Your guy. It's you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Just who is this guy?
Blue guy.
Blue guy. If you want
an email from Guy
without any
no fool, no.
How would they do it?
Well, you could send me an email through the email client of your choice, and you would send that to.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna have to send you that. What?
I'm gonna have to send you that so
I can just do it myself. It's like Guy. It's just GUI at mymac.com. You can also find me over on Twix, something like that, whatever they call it. Mac Pettit or Vert Shark over there on Twix. I am Mac Pettit over there on Blue Sky. And I've now got both of those set up so that I can switch between accounts. So it'll be much easier for me to find all these messages that you guys are sending us. But probably another great way to get a hold of us is through our Google Voice number, Gaz.
It is. Do you want the number?
I do.
Well, it's 703-828-4677 or...
Call 703-284-677 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677.
No idea why it does that. And
it
just to reiterate.
It doesn't do it to the listeners. It doesn't do it to the listeners, only you. So don't worry.
Are you
about
sure?
It.
Are you sure? it must auto level. When I put out the program, when I do the master on the program, because I hear it every single week. But in case you missed it.
Call them anyway, 703-828-4677.
That's right, 828-4677. And if you are outside the United States, the country code has to be entered first, then the number, and you will probably incur charges if dialed directly. So find other ways to contact us that won't cost you money, because we don't want to cost you money, because that money you could instead send to me.
Why don't we want to cost them money? Because we've already cost them too much.
That's right. Time is money, and that's what we have cost you. You would like to help support this train wreck, you can do so so easily at patreon.com/MacParrot. coffeeko-fi.com/MacParrot. You can also do something else. PayPal. I just totally lost. PayPal.me/MacParrot. Now. Oh, boy, it's kind of scary sometimes here in my head, Gaz. It's really, really scary. It's like,
scary,
what are you doing now? I don't know. I'm all by myself sometimes in there, looking around at the vast abyss. If you would... No, I've already done that. I'm not just losing it today. I would like to say thank you. Thank you. All kidding aside, thank you for downloading and listening. God's sake, listen to the mymac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And Gaz, I think that up until the point where I started talking about how to send money for the show, that we were good enough.
I thought you was going to say right up until the point you started talking.
Well, no, that's every week. You guys got to deal with that on your own. Every week, every single week, we are smart enough, and I am taking that to the grave. I think that we were smart enough every single time, every time, and that doggone it, woof, Wilf, woof, 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 wilf. People like us.
Guy, did you hear about the chap who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize. End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Record. I'm looking at all the marks that I put in last week in Hindenburg, and I got to move them all around because every single week the show is different.
Wow.
You know, at some point we need to like put a bell or a light or, you know, something on a timer so that it's like, okay, you guys have talked too long about your personal stuff. Move on to Gaz's snippets. Okay. Too many snippets. We're going to move on to the center section. Guys, shut up about the center section. We're moving on to the feedback. Oh, too many people want to talk to us. Moving on to the contact stuff and then the dad joke.
Yeah. That's never going to go too long.
No, no. And quite frankly, I am just way too anal to try to do any of that. It wouldn't work. It would be like, I know the bell just rang. I know the light just went off, but I've got these 29 things I need to say in 30 seconds.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. There's nothing to say. That's why it wouldn't work.
Okay.
You
know,
how long have you been trying to get me to shut up in Gaz's snippets when I start going off on bizarre tangents or even when I stay on track? But it's like, it's a snippet, guy. Shut up so that we can move on to the next snippet. And there I am. And that's probably what it sounds like in a lot of people's heads.
An iPhone 13 mini, 128 gigabyte, unlocked, £264.
Really?
Now.
It's that much because it's a mini.
It's
I bet the regular 13s are less than that.
Hang on a minute, staff pick. So, hang on a minute. Refurbish of restored devices to. Okay. Excellent. So how? Oh, they must have lots of those. If I want an excellent version of it, it's going to cost £319.
How much for the regular 13? In excellent condition.
I don't know. I've got to go back and dig. Hang on.
Well, just open it up in a new browser.
It's not quite a new tab. It's never quite that straightforward, guy. Opening a new tab. iPhone 13. Let's go storage, 128 gigs. So it's the same. 22 products. Let's go. Same color, so we're not making a difference on the color. It's 13, 128. Hang on a minute. No, that's a mini still. Oh, is that a mini? The one that I chose, a mini.
Yeah, let me look on eBay.
Yeah, I did not want to go to eBay. Mini, it says mini. iPhone 13 mini. Make sure the screen is the same. Excellent. 265. There we go. That's better.
Yeah, so the bigger one is less.
So an excellent one. No. The bigger one was 319. So that's the iPhone 128. An iPhone 13 mini 128 is in excellent condition, 265. An iPhone 13 in excellent condition, 128. Is 319.
And that's unlocked?
Yes, both are unlocked. Yeah. But I'm not worried about the larger phone, of course. I don't care about that.
Okay, 13. Oh, the hell? What kind of iPhone 11 Pro actually, Max? That's not what premium. I asked about.
They've got a premium one, which is $369. So premium condition.
$360 for the regular size one.
Yeah, so it's a, well, it's not about the same. It's cheaper because we have tax on that. That included tax, my prices. Well, at least I've got a possible option. They're still supporting latest OS with the 13 mini, I think. That's what I want Apple to tell me is what?
Okay, $290 for a 13 mini, 128 gig unlocked.
Yeah, yeah. I've got one which is like excellent condition. No, sorry, supreme condition. Premium condition. It's either 265.
I don't even want to think about what is the absolute worst condition? Garbage nightmare. Is there a garbage nightmare version?
No, it goes fair, good, excellent, and premium.
Fair. So in fair, it's like you get a box and if you shake it, you can hear pieces rattling around inside.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like they got, well, I guess green is the only color for the mini, at least.
Yeah, no, I can choose.
Take that back. They got blue, red, pink.
I can choose. Yeah, I can choose any color here. So I'm just trying to see if I can find out what software they go up to, what OS. It just, Apple doesn't tell me.
Well, let's go to Wikipedia. iPhone 13.
Oh, they've sold out of the 256 and 512. Perhaps I'm going to have to get one of these pretty quick.
They are compatible. Okay, it says iOS 17 is compatible with the 13 and 13 mini.
And then I'm actually, if I traded in the 12 that Anne's got, I've just gone through the options and they're actually prepared to give me £115 on it.
As a trade-in. Compared to the 13 mini? That's weird.
As a trade-in against that other one.